From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Hello everyone, welcome to the very first of our broadcasts in 2006. A very happy new year to you all. Today we will turn to the closing verses of John chapter 19, the verses 38 to 42. Our subject is the burial of Christ. Remember to tune in to our program this afternoon at 3 o'clock. We will be playing the first part of another sermon preached by me in our church here in Kilskerry. The title of the sermon is A Wake-Up Call to the World. It's based on Amos chapter 4 and the verse 12, Prepare to Meet Thy God. That's at 3 o'clock this afternoon. Please join me then. I would like to play a hymn before we turn to John 19. The hymn is Someday We'll Understand, and it's sung for us by Jack Halcombe. Our subject today is the burial of Christ. We're looking at John 19, verses 38 to 42. The last time we looked at this portion of John's Gospel, we noted the prophecies that were fulfilled at the cross as the Saviour died. We must also note that prophecy was fulfilled at his burial. Isaiah wrote of this event, and he made his grave with the wicked, and with the rich in his death. Because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Isaiah chapter 53 and the verse 9. First of all, please note that many of God's truest servants are little known by this world. The name of Joseph of Arimathea, whom we are told by Matthew in chapter 27 and the verse 57, was a rich man, and that was a fulfillment of Isaiah's prophecy, has never been mentioned in Scripture up until this point. He was among the friends and followers of the Saviour, but his name has been unknown and unmentioned until now. Now he comes forward when the apostles have forsaken the Saviour and fled. He comes forward to honour the Saviour and do for him what service he can. Notice that he boldly declares himself a friend of Christ before Christ's executioner. Joseph of Arimathea besought Pilate that he might take away the body of Jesus, and Pilate gave him leave. He came therefore and took the body of Jesus. Verse 38. He did this, though he had been concealing his faith in Christ for fear of the Jews. Love conquers fear at a time when there was none to stand up for the Saviour. If the actions and attitudes of the Jews before the crucifixion had dictated that it might be wiser to conceal the fact that he was a follower of the Saviour, did it not take great love, faith, and great courage to overcome that fear and stand up for the Saviour and confess his love for him at a time when the Lord Jesus had been condemned and executed? I most certainly believe that it did. Little wonder then that wherever the gospel is preached, the name of Joseph of Arimathea is known and loved. We may learn something else about God's servants. Some make a better end to their discipleship than the beginning of it suggests. In this passage, we also read of Nicodemus, verse 39. And there came also Nicodemus, which at the first came to Jesus by night, and brought a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 100 pound weight. Nicodemus, too, is bold in his owning of the Saviour as his Master and Lord. When Nicodemus came to Jesus by night, you may read the account in chapter 3 of John, verses 1 to 21. He was an unbeliever, even though he was a religious leader of the Jews. But he heard the gospel very plainly from the Saviour himself. The next time we read of Nicodemus, he is clearly of a different opinion from that which he had first manifested, for he now speaks up for Christ among his fellow Jewish rulers, when they were determined to kill Christ. Doth our law judge any man before it hear him and know what he doeth? He succinctly asks in John chapter 7 and the verse 51. However, here in this passage before us, he is right out on the side of Christ and clearly cares not who knows it. While he had made a feeble start, over 3 years, he has greatly grown in grace and knowledge. We should bear this in mind. We must not condemn and reject those who appear at first to be weak in faith and lacking in courage. They may grow under God's blessing and become as bold as Nicodemus. It was the Lord who told his people in a time of spiritual decline and weakness that they should not despise the day of small things. Zechariah chapter 4 and the verse 10. For though thy beginning was small, yet thy latter end should greatly increase. Job chapter 8 and the verse 7. The helpless babe, under God's blessing, will become a man. There is something else we should learn from this passage, and that is, burial of the dead is an act that God sanctioned for his Son. The burial of Christ provides us with irrefutable evidence that the Saviour truly died. That doubtless is the chief lesson we should learn from this passage. But it also teaches us that the burial of the dead with due honour and reverence is the God-sanctioned means of disposing of the mortal remains of the Christian. The Bible carefully records the details of the burial of Abraham, of Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, of Moses and David, and of John the Baptist. We are told that devout men carried Stephen to his burial and made great lamentation over him. Acts chapter 8 verse 2. Stephen was the first Christian put to death in the days of the apostles. This is all very important and will have an impact upon our thinking concerning burial. But how much more noteworthy is the fact that the Lord Jesus was buried. In this day of increasing use of cremation, let every Christian note this fact about Christ. I believe that a burial speaks of the hope of resurrection. It is a sowing of the body with the expectation of a future harvest. Paul spoke of this in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, the verses 42 and 43. So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption, it is raised in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, it is raised in power. I think that for some at least, the idea of cremation harbors the hope of defeating the purpose of God in bringing forth the dead from the grave unto judgment. It should be remembered by those who entertain this foolish notion that whether by the burning of the crematorium or by the natural process of decay within the grave, man returns to dust, the elements from which his body came at first. For dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return. Genesis chapter 3 verse 19. All are of the dust, and all turn to dust again. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and the verse 20. Might we note the simplicity of the Saviour's funeral? There were no ostentatious arrangements, no great bouquets and wreaths of flowers, often purchased by some in an attempt to compensate for their neglect of the individual being buried while that individual lived. There was no ornate marble tombstone, no swelling words of eulogy. These things are deemed important by many, but it may be seen here that they are not important. What is vitally important is whether we die in Christ, that is, believing and resting in Him alone as our Saviour and Redeemer and sacrifice. Better to die like this and lie in a pauper's grave than for the body to be laid up amidst pomp and ceremony while the soul is lost in hell. Dear listener, heed these words and make sure that it is well with your soul. Do join me again today at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. God bless you and goodbye.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless His word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.